NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today's indicator is 220,000. That is the number of people in Texas who have tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 3,000 people have died in the state. The number of coronavirus cases in Texas is rising at one of the fastest rates in the country. Texas hospitals are swamped with cases, and many are finding themselves struggling to find space, healthcare workers, and other resources. John Henderson is the president of TORCH, the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals. It represents the 157 rural hospitals in the state of Texas. Today on the show, we talk with John about getting resources to more remote hospitals, what it's like in Texas right now, and some kind of surprising celebrity help he's been getting.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Barracuda. Most cyber attacks start with an email. Protect your business and remote teams with Barracuda Total Email Protection. Get a secure, free email threat scan at barracuda.com/NPR.
Planet Money has a newsletter straight to your inbox. It's just the right amount of economics weekly. Go to npr.org/planetmoneynewsletter.
John Henderson, president of the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals, thank you so much for talking with us. So tell me, what have things been like for you with COVID-19?
So in the early days of the pandemic, our hospitals started telling us they were having a terrible time getting PPE, you know, masks and gloves and gowns and hand sanitizer. And so we kind of became a procurement shop for our rural Texas hospital. And most of those supply chains that we would normally lean on were turned upside down. So we were working with non-traditional vendors and middlemen.
Like, what were some of the channels that you were reaching out to? You're laughing.
Well, the craziest one was a friend of a friend connected me to a guy he knew that had literally smuggled him across the Mexico border and had masks in a warehouse in East Austin. And so I went down there and he offered me a tequila shot and we worked out a deal.
And from what I understand, like distribution, you say distribution, but that was like you in a car.
Yeah. Well, maybe not formal distribution, but 20 or 30 friends of ours that had called our office saying, hey, I'd love to help you make deliveries. Aww. And we kind of created this daisy chain of volunteers across Texas where, you know, we could get something to Abilene and then a friend in Abilene could get it on up to Lubbock or Amarillo or out west Texas in the Permian Basin. And then as we kind of developed that and got better at it, we were introduced to other people who wanted to help. A really good example is a lady I met named Camila Alves, who I didn't recognize that name, but she's actually married to Matthew McConaughey. And they were great about getting us donated supplies.
Matthew McConaughey got you PPE?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, actually. And I didn't realize when she said she had a driver ready that it was Matthew with a truck full of masks ready to go to our rural hospitals.
She said, I have a driver ready, and it was her husband, Matthew McConaughey, who was like, I can deliver masks if you need me to.
That's right.
That's amazing. Talk to me a little bit about sort of how things have changed since the early days.
As we talk today, most areas of Texas are reporting trends that are a little bit problematic and scary.
Right, because from what I've read and what I understand, like, Texas was at a pretty advanced stage of reopening and then has actually like walked it back.
Well, you're right. Early on, we were well behind other states, especially New York, and thought we had managed it fairly well. Most of that worst case scenario forecast did not materialize in March and April, but it certainly has since the Memorial Day holiday. I think that actual COVID cases and hospital admissions
are like 4 times higher than they were at the beginning of June. And I think for the first time over the weekend, we were reporting more than 8,000 cases a day. So it's all headed, definitely headed the wrong direction. And now we've actually got a statewide mask order.
Oh, so everywhere you go, you have to wear masks outside?
Everywhere you go in counties with more than 20 cases, which is almost everybody. We're working to try to secure a stockpile of ventilators that we can distribute around Texas, you know, as we see those flare-ups, and can help them deal with it. The thing that's actually a little bit scary to me is that the urban areas are at or near capacity, which means that the rural hospitals are having to keep patients that are a little bit more, you know, acutely ill or higher level of need than they would normally keep. So we're trying to help.
Because normally they would transfer someone who is really sick to a larger or an urban hospital, which might have more equipment, resources, things like that.
That's exactly right. And they're doing that fairly well, but they've got bed capacity. They're just stretched when it comes to staffing primarily. I think the state of Texas actually has sent 2,300 nurses to South Texas to try to help them because the hospitals are, you know, bursting at the seams.
There's been a lot of coverage about the difficult financial situation that a lot of hospitals are in right now. The things that they traditionally made a lot of money off of, elective surgeries and clinic visits, have been canceled. And they've had to make big investments in equipment and staffing and other things to prepare for the pandemic. Rural hospitals operate on a really thin margin compared to other hospitals, often barely make a profit. With this surge coming in Texas, are you worried that some rural hospitals won't make it?
Oh, yes. I was worried in April that we might have a dozen rural hospitals close. And I would get multiple calls every day from rural hospital CEOs that were saying, we're on the ropes. You know, we didn't have any cash and we were maxed out on credit before this thing started. Now we've got, you know, shutdown orders and clinic visit cancellations and no elective surgeries or procedures, and we aren't going to make the next payroll cycle. We're going to close. Thankfully, in April, they got some significant federal stimulus money that aimed $10 billion nationally at rural hospitals and rural health clinics. That single funding alone saved half a dozen rural Texas hospitals.
Oh.
And so a concern of mine, as we look at the whatever the next stimulus package would be, that if conditions don't change and that doesn't move, then we could have, you know, more rural hospital closures.
You could make an argument that, like, well, we should concentrate our resources in urban hospitals and they can have like the very best everything and people can just get transferred.
Well, that's the argument that urban citizens matter more than rural citizens, and I believe that every Texan matters. And some of these rural communities are literally hours away from a larger community. So I think COVID has actually been a pretty stark reminder of why access to healthcare and hospital capacity matters. You know, I know that we wish we had some of those hospitals available that have closed in the last few years.
I'm wondering, I don't know, just like what your takeaway from this whole thing has been.
Well, I think it's probably the most consequential 6 months in my lifetime. And maybe the next 100 days will be as important as anything we've been through since April. But, you know, I'm reminded of our purpose in this, you know. We all exist to take care of each other.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Hey, you bet.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Camille Peterson, fact-checked by Brittany Cronin. The Indicator is edited by Patty Hirsch and is a production of NPR.
Whenever you face a choice, it helps to think like an economist. And this week on Planet Money Summer School, we'll start off our course in economics with a workout for your brain, how to decide what something truly costs. Listen now to Planet Money from NPR.